Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to this morning's Sunday service. Welcome to all of our KBC family who's joining us once again, and even our friends and family, and even those who are maybe joining us today for the first time. We welcome you, and we thank you for joining us when you could be anywhere else, but we thank you for being with us today. And I'd just like to thank the church for this opportunity to speak from the Word some thoughts that were on my heart this past week. So when I was thinking about what to say for this message, I was just thinking about church. And I was just remembering how everything was, I guess how everyone has been remembering lately, how it was before quarantine. And I was just, I felt like I was missing everyone and our church community. You know, I miss you all. I've only seen some people here. Some of you I might not have seen for maybe 8 months now. And I've heard it many times. I've heard many people say it. Everyone is saying, man, we want to get back in church. We want to get back with the community. We want to be plugged in. You know, and I'm bored of this bunch of boys who are here every single Sunday. I see them too often. If someone else can drop by, please, that would make my Sunday. And, you know, I was just thinking back to I was just joking about that. These guys are wonderful. 2-3 weeks ago, we had our anniversary at live stream. So we had a bunch of people come over who weren't usually there. And that was so exciting to see everyone once again. And, you know, speaking about the anniversary, ever since the anniversary is finished, we have a pause on many of our meetings. So we have a pause in our youth group. We have a pause in our preteen ministry, our kids ministry, and even Sunday school. And I miss those things too. I miss our youth group where we had discussions about the Word, where we worshiped. I miss the preteen crew. You know, I miss them. I don't think they miss me. You know, type in the chat if you miss me. Oh, Alan, there's no one typing? Oh, okay, I guess no one missed me. And then the younger kids, I miss them too, man. If we still had a meeting today, they'd be talking so much about basketball and turtles. And they know who they are. And, you know, just insider information, I think that's all starting up soon. So I hope to see you all, guys, God willing. And, you know, I was thinking, even though we don't have, we didn't have Sunday school or we didn't have meetings, it still seems like every single day is getting busier and busier. You know, many of the people here can maybe relate to me. October, man, 2 more months till Christmas. Midterms, exams. And then we hear things like wave 2, going to lockdown, stage 2, revised stage 2, and all these different things. So in the midst of all this, I want to ask everybody at home, and this is something very serious. I want to ask you a question, and this question is, how have you been doing? And I want you to reflect upon that. Maybe many people have asked you this question, how have you been doing? Or maybe you haven't been asked this question. I want you, you know, to reflect upon the past, reflect upon the current, and, you know, the uncertainty of the future. And there's no way for you to give me your answer, but I just want you to think in your head, how are you doing? And many people might say that they're doing great, and that's, you know, praise God that they're doing great. But maybe some people might even be able to relate to me, where I would say that this whole situation has been different. Has it always been great? I don't know. You know, at times during this quarantine, there were ups and downs. It's like been a roller coaster. We have times where it's very, I'm like very happy and community and like online Zoom meetings and it's great. And then there's times where I don't talk to anyone and I'm like alone in my room. And there's time where I'm anxious about the future and anxious about school and anxious about what's happening. And there's other times where, you know, I'm not too sure what's going to happen. I'm like disappointed in myself and all these things. And if there's anybody who's feeling that way this morning, you know, if there's anyone who's even not sure, they don't have an answer to my question that I asked, Jesus calls you today. And he says in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, I read from the ESV, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's just pray for 1 moment. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time where we could come before you and look to your word, Lord God. Father, Lord Jesus, I pray for all those, Lord, during this time who are anxious, who are unsure about the future, or just don't know an answer to that question I asked. Lord God, I pray that you send your peace. Lord Jesus, I pray as this message goes forward, Lord God, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you go before us. Lord God, I ask that only your words come from my mouth, Lord God. And if you want to change anything here that I have here on this paper, Lord God, you take full control. Thank you once again. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So guys, I don't really have a specific verse. That verse we just read, we might come back to it near the end. But I would like you guys to grab your Bibles if you have them so we can flip and you can stay with me. If you don't have your Bible, you might be left behind and you won't know what I'm talking about. So my question, I have another question for you guys. How are you caring for your soul in this very hour? This might be a confusing question. How are you caring for your soul in this hour? And think about your current situation. We're stuck at home. You're probably with your families. Maybe all you see is your mom, your dad. Maybe you only see your siblings, or maybe see your spouse, your kids, and maybe you're somewhere else and you only see your roommates, and there's even a chance that you're by yourself. And when we're in these situations, it is so easy for us to, isolate ourselves within these groups, right? To just do our own thing, and maybe not talk to anyone. And there's certain things that are weighing down our soul. And these things are things such as fear, anxiety, past pain, grudges. How are you caring for your soul in this very hour? Ponder on that question. And we're going to come back to it later. But for now, let's flip to John chapter 6. And I'm going to be saying a bunch of verses from here. And I'm sorry if it's all over the place because, trusting that God will connect it somehow. All right? So context, what's happening here? What happens here in John chapter 6? So this is titled, Jesus Feeds the 5,000. Right? So Jesus sees many crowds. And he says, and he's like, can we buy bread for them? And then the disciples say, no, it's going to be way too expensive. And then Andrew comes with the food of one boy, and Jesus takes that food, and he breaks it, blesses it, and then a miracle happens. And that's one basket feeds 5,000 people. And I believe 12 baskets are taken up after that, right? And then the people see this, and they're like, oh, man, this guy's crazy. He's going to give us food. And so they try to make him a king because they want him to, stand against the Roman oppression because the Jews were underneath Rome at that time, right? So the disciples get in a boat, and they see that Jesus does not get in the boat with them, but Jesus goes somewhere else. And then later at night, when the disciples are going across the sea, Jesus comes and just walks up to them casually like he does it every single day, and they get to the other side eventually And the next day, they're in the synagogue. And then these same people who were there the day before come again. And they're saying, Rabbi, how'd you get here? And then this is where we're going to start reading. Verse 26. Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, what must we do to be doing the works of God? And Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in whom he has sent. And we're going to jump to verse 35. And verse 35 says, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Verse 37, I'm jumping. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. And then verse 38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who has sent me, So in all these verses, there's some things I want us to focus on. So, we should focus on verse, 35. That is the main verse here. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. And, Jesus says this even later. I've been going through Exodus in my daily readings. And, here it even says in this chapter, the Jews are like, we got manna from heaven and it fed our, you know, our ancestors, and then, you know, bread from heaven. But Jesus says, I'm the bread of life come down from heaven. So we see that, like, parallel. So, you know, and then the thing about the Israelites is they were very hungry. And when they were hungry, they grumbled to God. They grumbled to Moses, and then Moses made the request to God, and that's when we got the bread from heaven, right? So the Israelites really needed the bread. Without the bread, they would be starving and they would die, right? In the same way, Jesus, the way he talks in this chapter, he's saying, I am the bread of life. You need me for your spiritual life. You need to feed on me for your spiritual life. If you don't, then your spiritual life will grow stale. And there's another thing I want us to look at here in these verses I said. There's a specific bond happening here between God, Jesus, and us. So if we look, I believe, to verse 38. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who has sent me. So it's the Father's will for us to see Jesus and be saved. You have to see that. It's the Father's will. And Jesus willingly comes down and dies for our sins and does that, right? And then we also see in verse 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. So here we have an aspect of, like, there's a bond here between us and God. And, you know, another verse that I can read that will, like, help you understand this is John 17, verses 20 to 23. You got to really follow with me because there's a lot of repeated things here. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one. So that the world may know that you have sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Wow, that's a whole bunch of information to process. So what I want you guys to understand is that there's a real bond here. And I think it's just more than a bond. It's more than just believing in Jesus. It's more than just a relationship with Jesus. But it's like union, you know, because of what Jesus has done. You know, God wanted us to look to Jesus and be saved. And because Jesus is the one who bridges the gap there, now we can come before the Father once again. And I ask you guys once again, how are you caring for your soul in this hour? I don't know if you still understand the question or not, but I might ask you this question. How is our relationship with the Father? How is our relationship with God? Are we in union with God? You know, I think about it often. Sometimes I've woken up or I've gone a whole day without speaking to God. And it's just something that happens. You know, do we speak to God? Do we spend time in his presence? Do we praise him? Do we read from his word? Do we love him? I'm going to read a couple of verses here. This is just, I want you guys to reflect. Because when we're by ourselves, when we're in our rooms, when we're isolated from other people, we get in that headspace and we fall astray. I'm perfect. You know, I'm guilty of this so many times. It's when you read, right? You want to read, but then you sit there and you don't meditate on it. You sit there, you don't apply that. It doesn't come into you. You just read for the sake of reading. And then you finish the chapter and you don't know what you even read. That's not right. I'm just reading for the sake of reading. Here's some verses I want you guys to listen to. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John chapter 3, verses 6 to 8. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. The enemy has a goal. And it's really tied. It's tied directly with that question I asked. How are you caring for your soul this hour? It is the goal of the enemy to keep us away from this union with God. And how does that happen? The world distracts us. You know, God, we are kept running on fumes. We feel so tired. And this is so true for me during this quarantine period. We feel so tired and we feel so drained that we don't have the time to come before God. You know, that's just how everything seems to be running. You know, other ways where we're ripped away from this union, it's because of trauma, disappointment, loss, shock. And Satan will use our suffering and the suffering of our loved ones to erode this union. You know, we start to mistrust God. We may question God, or even we may just pull back from the relationship. I want you, after everything I've said here, how is your soul? I've asked, how are you caring for your soul? Forget that question. How is your soul here and now? What is weighing down your soul? Because that's a root. We got to figure that out. If there is anything weighing down your soul that you cannot carry, a burden that you cannot lift, I read the same verse I mentioned at the beginning, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Those burdens, whatever it may be, you have to let them go. These worries burden our soul, whether it be someone we know, an exam, a heartbreak, disappointment. Submit into God's hand. It's not submit it and forget about it, but submit it into his hands, trusting that he will make a way, that he will work. So how do we care for our soul in this hour? Submit to God. Give to him what you cannot carry. Jesus, I give everything and everyone to you. Submit to this union. Pray that this union, if there's anything blocking us from coming to God, that it may be removed. Pray that we may be one with God. And finally, redirect our hearts to him. You know, there's an app that I've been using, and I hope that, you know, I don't know if it'll work for you guys, but it's been working for me. It's called Pause, 1 minute pause. You can get on Android and Apple. So how it works is that you get a notification throughout the day and just 1 minute pause. And I have much of what I've said is taken from that. In just 1 minute, you redirect your heart to God. Whatever situation you're in, whether I'm in doing an assignment or I'm, you know, not doing any work, you know, you might think, oh, then I'm just doing it to do it because I'm getting the notification. But I've actually seen when I do it and when I get in that come to this space where I want to spend just a minute with God, I feel like where if I was going off track that day, I'm redirected. It's like taking that small time to tune our hearts to God in a time and in a, you know, throughout our day when we're so distracted, when so many things come our way, where we're thrown off course. And that comes mostly to the end of what I'm saying here today. I can invite the Malayalam choir to come up, and they can get ready. But one thing, if I was thinking about it, many people might watch this stream who there's a chance that they don't know who Jesus Christ is, and they don't know what he offers. I don't know if I can present this in the most eloquent way, but what is said here is, we are all sinners. A perfect God, we failed his moral law. We cannot uphold it. We lie, we steal, we look with lust, and we are deserving of punishment. We are deserving of the punishment that is there for us. But God, he didn't want that. He sent his son. His son came and died on the cross for our sins so that we may be one with the Father, so that we may be one with the God who has existed from everlasting to everlasting. The same God who the most ancient mountains on this earth cannot compare to his existence. That same God wants to have a relationship with you. And you can be saved. You can have eternal life if you believe in Jesus Christ and believe in what he did and accomplished on the cross, and that he resurrected and that he is alive. And I want to say something to those who are Christians. If anything in today's message has made you think or reflect, and you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, God calls us. God is always beckoning us to come back to him. And you know how I said that when you're in your stage of isolation, when you're in your room, when your head is not in the right place, you block out a lot of things. You don't want to talk to anyone. But if you had a single moment, I'm praying that you had a moment of clarity where you've come to your senses. I was listening to a song. In that moment where you come to your senses, you know, the prodigal son, he asked for his inheritance and he went and spoiled it. And at the end, he came to where the pigs were. And this whole time, his mind was somewhere else. His mind was not in the right place. And then it clicked. Because what happened? He came to his senses. He's like, why am I here with the pigs when even the servants in my father's house are clothed? The servants in my father's house get to eat. Why am I still here? And he went back to the father's house. And he ran to the father. But one thing that's beautiful in that story is because he didn't have to run the whole way, because the father came halfway. The father came halfway and ran and embraced him. So if we today are not where we're supposed to be, turn back to God, because he's always calling. He's always calling you back. Don't wait. We don't know what could happen in the next moment. I'd like to close all of this in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for such a time where we could come before you, oh God. Lord, we give everything to you. We give everyone in our lives to you. Every single thing, oh God, that weighs our soul down. Everything that causes worry and anxiety, Lord, into your hands we submit these issues. And Lord God, we trust that you are sovereign, that you are in control. And oh God, we pray that you fix our union, Lord Jesus, that you remove anything that is in the way of coming to you, oh God. Lord Jesus, and we pray, Lord God, that you guide us, that you keep us under your wings, Lord. Lord Jesus, redirect our hearts to you. Help us to always remember you, Lord Jesus. Keep our eyes fixed on you. Lord God, refresh our lives. Invigorate our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord God, Holy Spirit, change our lives. We submit everything into your hands. We submit this service. Thank you once again. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.